Hello and welcome to the QU Podcast on the QU Media Podcast Network. My name is Colin Smith and I am joined by
Noah Gershman,
Taryn Sargent,
and Sam Huff.
And today we are going to start off by just talking about spring registration coming up. If you guys would talk about maybe a class you've taken that you enjoyed or maybe a class that you've heard of that sounds interesting to you guys.
We're going to go non-communication classes, right?
I mean, honestly, I'd just go with whatever you want. I mean, we're almost about to graduate and we've been through a lot. So, yeah, pick your favorite.
Two classes I've really enjoyed. I'll go one comm, one not.
Mm-hmm.
First one will be personal finance with Mark mm-hmm. Turpin. I know that's always a fun class that students enjoy. He's a professor that's really able to get students involved, mm-hmm. students engaged. People enjoy that. And what college student doesn't want to learn about saving some money? So that's always fun. And another class I really liked was the GOVC practicum class. It's cool having the opportunity to broadcast sporting events on campus, getting to call games, work games. So those are fun.
I would say to give out two classes, I would say my favorite comm class was the social media class, where we kind of just like kind of touched the tip of the iceberg when it comes to SEO analytics, which is all about how to get clicks and stuff like that. And that's very an interesting and growing field, especially where there's going to be a lot of money at for future careers. And I would say for a non-comm class, I really like the high-level philosophy classes that are taught by Robert Manning. I've taken a couple, and I think my favorite is either between feminist philosophy and theology or like the philosophy of nonviolence. Those two are really good courses, and they really engage your mind.
Yeah, I totally agree about Manning. I mean, I had him probably freshman year, but I thought he had a really good class, and like it kind of made it way more interesting instead of someone else who would just go through the textbook. For communications, honestly, I'd probably just say the class we're in now. I mean, I know sometimes we get busy. I mean, like the QU TV one. Sorry, not this one because we're in writing. But although it does get a little hectic sometimes, like putting together packages and stuff, like we don't have to do any tests. And like, really, it's like kind of a sweet spot. Like we just get to make videos.
Yeah.
So I love that.
For me, only being here, this is my first semester, I don't really have, like, too many things to choose from. But back to the personal finance, I actually took that through Quincy University in high school my senior year, and I really enjoyed that. And then a class that I do kind of want to take is the social media class that you talked about, Taryn. That one just sounds really interesting to me. Next, coming up, we have the Haunted House. It is Halloween this weekend, well, on Monday, but this is Halloween weekend. Have any of you guys ever been to the Haunted House here? And if so, what was it like?
I don't think we've ever had a haunted house here.
Oh, really? So,
yeah.
There's been multiple, I think it's the seventh annual, I believe. Yeah. But it was just, we were, like, when I first came here, it was COVID year, and mm-hmm. then the year after that, like, they still didn't put it on because, like, still had COVID, like, masking and that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
This is the first year after, like, COVID that they've actually had it. And I'm really excited because the students have put in a lot of work, mm-hmm. so.
Yeah, for us seniors, there was definitely one our freshman year.
Yeah.
Mm. Well, yeah, I know the CEO Club, Cole, was up here yesterday, and, you know, he advertised it really well, and they've been working hard to get that going, so I hope that's really exciting. But I'll probably just have to be the nightcap because, I mean, it's the 28th and 29th, you said, right?
I think so, yeah.
Well, yeah, I mean, so I think the biggest story this weekend is definitely the volleyball games.
Yeah.
Definitely, I know they're earlier, but so maybe people can check out the Haunted House afterwards. But volleyball's cancer awareness game is tomorrow, I think starting at 6 or 5:30. I'm not sure which one.
Do you know who they play by chance?
Do not know who they play.
Can't think of it. You
can find that information on the QU Hawks website.
And yes, that's sure. what I'm about to do right now.
I would say, though, I did have a conversation with one of the players, and they were kind of talking about their regional rankings, and they're pretty high up there. It's really exciting to see them have so much success.
Because
so.
they've lost once, right?
Yeah, yes. They're 21-1.
Yeah,
and
that's crazy.
They are playing
showing out.
Big dogs on campus.
For sure.
Shout out women's volleyball.
They play Rockhurst on Friday, and I know that's kind of a big game because I think Rockhurst is like third or fourth. And then they play Southwest Baptist the next day for senior night. Mm-hmm. But they're not going to do the festivities till after the game.
So both of them are at home?
Yeah, they're home this weekend. And then they travel to Oklahoma.
Oh, wow. Well, if you're home this weekend, there's something you can do. Go to the volleyball games. Both of them will be big. Senior night as well on one of them.
Yeah, I'm also excited because I've been hearing rumblings that Quincy's trying to provide a bus for students who would want to go to Peoria for the day one tournament when they're in it.
That would be really nice, actually.
Yeah.
That'd be fun.
Everyone's kind of in for it, so hopefully they actually pull through and make students happy.
Oh, yeah. I think they'll do some damage, too, in this tournament.
I mean, right now, they're the one seed. Yeah, I mean, there's still a few. There's like four or five conference games left, I think. But, you know, they're rolling.
I believe the stat was like 24th in the nation for D2.
Yeah, I saw that. They are. So. And then Lewis, who they beat, is 25th currently.
Oh, wow. Do they, I don't know if you guys know, do they play Lewis again?
Not until the playoffs.
Okay.
Which will, I mean, it depends where they end in seeding, but most they're either expecting them or UIndy again, which is the team that did beat them. So
that would be a nice revenge.
Yeah.
What else do we have going on around campus?
We have the inner squad coming at 6 p.m.
Oh, yeah.
I got word that they actually had to do kind of a little bit of a round robin because there's so many men that want to wrestle for the matchups that will be tonight at 6 p.m.
Okay.
Those will kind of dictate who gets to actually go on the bus and actually start.
Ooh.
So there's a lot of tenseness around it because there is a lot of men that aren't sharing the same weight class.
Uh-huh.
So I know a lot of hearts were broken yesterday, like last night,
mm-hmm.
but I'm a little bit concerned, and I would be feel concerned if I had like really close friends on the team because it's a lot of pressure, like to think you have to not only compete outside of your team, but you're going to have to compete with your teammates as very frequently to make sure that you can actually go on the bus to first of the teams.
Yeah.
It's very.
Do we know how many there are and how many can go?
I do know. I know that only they only take one per weight class. So for the women, it's a little bit different because there's less women, so they don't really have to compete for who's going to go for that weight class. But for men, there's a lot in the 180 and 170 and 160 weight class. So there's going to be quite a few of them. There's definitely more than just two for like those weight classes.
Yeah.
So there's going to be a constant battle of I want to travel, so I'm going to challenge you.
That's interesting. I'm not too totally sure on how everything works. So like the people that don't go and compete or whatever, do they just practice or do they have like maybe like let's just call it like a scrimmage or like things that.
So my knowledge, it's different for each team, but my knowledge is of course they only take one from each weight class because the other team is also only going to take one. And so like it's, you can challenge like the person that you lost to just be like, oh, I think I've improved. I want to challenge you.
Yeah.
I don't know what Quincy has for rules and regulations of that. Cause I could see how it can kind of get redundant. Like if every practice is someone is like, I challenge you again, like let's wrestle this out. I want to be the starter. Like I could see where they could put maybe a limitation on that, but I don't know. I think it's going to be interesting. Also, like, I feel like for wrestling, the dynamics is very different from different sports.
Definitely.
Like, between teammates. So, it's going to be interesting to see how this either plays with the team dynamic or just how people's emotions either are, like, soaring high, like, yes, I made it, or, you know, the lowest of lows. So,
I think with wrestling, though, there's just kind of, like, a respect between people. Like, obviously, they're wrestling against each other to see who's going to go and stuff like that. And I think, yeah, you might be upset, like, if you don't win. But I think there's also that respect there that, okay, he beat me, so he or she beat me, so they deserve that, you know.
There's already some words that if some people, like, lose their weight class that they're at, they may try to go up a weight class or drop down, which is also very stressful for the athlete because they have to either put on quite a bit of weight, like 10 pounds, or they have to take off 10 pounds, so
true.
That can be stressful in itself.
Yeah, but that's super common for them as well. Like, I'm sure they've been practicing that for a while. So while that is daunting, you know, I think they are up for it.
Yeah, like, seeing, like, I've witnessed, like, a wrestler before, like, trying to drop weight and stuff like that, and it's kind of crazy. like the things they'll do just to drop weight. Like I've just seen people like, you know, they'll only suck on Jolly Ranchers or whatever, and then they spit them out or however they do it. But it's kind of insane how they, the process they go through to either drop or gain weight.
Yeah. My personal connection is that is I have two first cousins that wrestle D1, and I still remember seeing my one cousin at Thanksgiving. He used to literally salivate at like Doritos.
Yeah.
It used to be so sad. Of course, well, he actually, when he went to college, he actually went up like 2 or 3 weight classes, which is really crazy. But I think it's just going to be interesting, like just to see, because, you know, it's also kind of the school's first look, because it is going to be held at 6 p.m. on this Thursday in Pepsi Arena. So it's going to be a big platform. So I'm just excited to see it.
Yeah. Moving on, did you go to the conference in Bloomington?
Yeah, I did go to the IBA conference. I pretty much enjoyed it. I leaned more towards like promotions, but a lot of the communication students that attended went to more of like news writing and that kind of stuff and broadcasting. Mm-hmm. So I really enjoyed it. They awarded Jane Lynch with putting her in the Hall of Fame, which is kind of interesting to see her talk. If you don't know who that is, that's the woman that played the mean cheerleading coach on Glee. So.
Oh, okay. Did you go or?
Yeah, I went as well. Mm-hmm. I did more of like the broadcasting side of it, like Taryn said. Met these dudes named Boyd Hoopert and Chad Nelson, and they were a reporter in Photog that had been doing a bunch of stuff in Minneapolis for quite a while. And man, like some of these dudes' videos or packages, that's what they call them. They were really good. Like some of them were like some tear jerkers. Like I cried to one of them because I was like, oh my God. Like and it was also just wild to see like kind of his process for it, because he has a lot of day turns where like he had to do a story in a day. And it's just amazing how, with how good he is at scripting and writing, and like his photog just being on the same page with him, getting the shots, how they could just get a complete different focus and like get these stories way more interesting than what they are on surface level. So learned a lot, definitely.
Yeah, that's cool. So the conference was pretty beneficial, you guys would say then?
Yeah. And then got to check out Portillo's afterwards.
Portillo's is fire.
Portillo's for the first time. I was very surprised. I wasn't expecting a lot because I'm not usually a hot dog guy. But I got the beef and sausage, and it was really good.
Yeah, Portillo's is really good. If you've never had it and you're in a town that has it, I would highly recommend it.
They were out of shakes, though.
Oh, for real?
No cake shake?
Yes,
I didn't want to get a cake shake anyway, not going to lie.
I wanted the cake shake because I'm...
Out. Dude, I kid you not, Coach Rupel, Nora, and Maddie all warned me, like, before the day. They were like, I'm telling you right now, Sam, like, you're going to hate the cake shake. Like, it's a literal cake in it. Like, it gets stuck in the straw. And I was like, that sounds horrible. Like, I'd just rather get a milkshake.
It's so good.
No. I love the cake shake. Can't do that. But I'm not an Italian beef or hot dog girl. So yeah. I was like... And, you know, I'm from, like, around Chicago, so I'm like, okay, I'm used to Portillo's. But luckily, when we showed up, there was not a line, you know. Sometimes you roll up and you're like, oh, my goodness.
Yeah, it was empty. I was very surprised. So,
yeah, we were lucky with that one.
Yeah, I remember the first time I had Portillo's, I was like, this is amazing. I went to Bloomington when I was, like, I don't know, like 13 or something, and I tried it for the first time, and it was, I thought it was unreal.
That's where we were. Yeah, was a little upsetting because, like, there was a Chick-fil-A literally around the corner. And, like, I just didn't want to be that guy to say it because it sounded like it was already planned.
But when there's the option,
I was just like,
Chick-fil-A.
Hey, what?
I'm walking
there. Yeah, I'm walking. We could have. I didn't realize we were going to sit and eat there either. I was trying to get on the road.
I'm definitely the type of person that if I'm somewhere that has Chick-fil-A, like, that's on my agenda.
Well, especially, I mean, I haven't even realized, like, I've been living in Quincy basically for majority of the year now, and like I've not had Chick-fil-A enough this year.
Yeah,
it makes me mad.
I've only had it like a handful of times in my life.
There's like certain foods that you're like, oh my goodness, I wish those here. Like even though I'm not a really big fan of Cane's, I miss Cane's. I'm not a really big fan of Popeyes.
Cane's, Cane's is good.
There's just everything missing here.
Yeah.
Sophia told me, or asked me, she was like, do you have a Noodles and Company here? And I was like, are you kidding me? Like, I would be there probably 3 days a week if we had a Noodles and Company here.
My
like,
unpopular
be real.
Opinion is I don't like pasta, so
ooh,
I would not
eat that's a tough
I stand
opinion.
With her on that one. I
what?
I think no. It's a little overrated.
Yeah.
Pasta is right.
Flour.
Unreal.
No,
if I'm going Italian, I'm getting a chicken parm.
Oh, yeah. No?
Have y'all ever had fazoli's?
I just don't like what. Just put meat. Just they're put meat in your pasta.
Fast food
then.
Italian.
What do you mean?
I don't know.
Just like put chicken in your pasta. Like what?
It's red sauce that I think is overrated.
If I'm hungry.
I totally agree with that. I think red Alfredo, sauce is definitely great. Overrated.
I actually hate Alfredo sauce.
Alfredo? Okay. I kind of get that. It can be too cheesy, but you got Alfredo, you got vodka sauce, you got carbonara.
Vodka
you have
sauce
so
is really
many
good.
Different
yeah.
kinds
yeah,
that are like.
That
there's so many different ways to make pasta.
You have to be like super good homemade for me to be like, all right, that's a good like red meat sauce or something. Mm-hmm. Other than that, get out of here.
I've been saying for a long time that Quincy needs like a, whether it is like a Chick-fil-A or like a Cane's or Five Guys, just something like that. It's
my
like
goodness, Five Guys. Don't even get me started.
Quincy does not have enough capital in this entire town to afford a Five Guys burger.
Oh, yeah.
Let's be real.
But hey, we're getting a Target.
We are apparently.
I'm so excited. Like, yeah. I hope they finish it quicker. Yeah. There's a rumor that it's going to be quicker, but
it seems like it's coming along well when I like drive by it and stuff.
Yeah, if I graduate before the Target opens, I'm sad.
I feel like with the way it's going right now, it could be open, I don't know about relatively soon, but.
You know what? Like, there's like also like certain things that I just took for granted. Like, I don't know, like Cold Stone. Yeah. I miss Cold Stone.
If they had an Andy's here.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, TCBY is pretty great.
TCBY is good. I don't know. It's like it's a way for me, so I just always forget about it.
Yeah, definitely. There's a lot of places that's like just not around here, so I forget that they're even in Quincy.
Still want to check out the Korean barbecue place.
Yes, I really do want to go. Sadly, though, I really wanted to try the actual Quincy local like seafood place. I forgot what it's called. But they closed and they haven't reopened since COVID. So sad.
Quincy seafood?
I'm not like the biggest seafood
catfish
person. So
I mean, catfish, yeah.
It was more like crab, like, does that make sense? So.
Okay.
Have any of you had Chomps?
No, but I've heard it's kind of expensive.
What is Chomps?
I'm sorry.
Do you
just
think Culver's is expensive? Because if that's the case, then yeah.
I just see Chomps.
Kind of, yeah.
Okay.
I just see Chomps as I've seen that one picture that they have on DoorDash, and it's like the grossest sloppy Joe I've ever seen, and I'm like, I don't want to eat there.
Well, because it's on like, it's where a Hardee's used to be.
There still is all the way down 8th.
It's like, I think it's on 12th.
I'm still surprised the Hardee's is like, still in business, thriving. When I drive past, no one is
at
Hardee's.
But I think Hardee's is underrated.
I'm shocked that
it is underrated.
Subs
Hardee's
is open,
good.
Bro.
I need a Carl's Jr.
Yeah.
When there is a line, though, for the Wendy's, I'd be like, Wendy's is not that good. There's no
it's
way.
The biggie
and
bag.
It's too easy.
Wendy's be taking forever, too.
Yes. I don't know. Also, I don't understand the hype around Taco Bell.
Huh?
I don't understand it.
Elaborate.
I don't understand the hype around Taco Bell.
Like, why?
Like, I really love their, like, chicken and beef chalupas and, like, some of their, like, signature items, I guess you could say.
Okay.
And I also like their Doritos Locos Tacos. But when it comes to other items, like, I'm like, what is this?
So you're a tourist.
Yeah.
Like, you like the hot items that look good with the Doritos. Like, what do you mean? It's just Mexican-American, bro. It's the classic... Let me get a quick chicken quesadilla and nacho fries, my guy.
Maybe it's because like I don't see it like
a
Baja
Blast.
Yeah.
I don't see it as like Mexican food, maybe because I'm from Pilsen.
Oh,
it's not. It's not. So you have to accept that.
It's like saying,
like, hey, I'm getting
Chinese.
a little bit of both. Like it's a mix.
Like when I go to Pilsen, like it's like, oh, I go to like a mom and pop shop. You go in there and they like make the tacos in front of you. Like they actually like saw it off the skewer, like that kind of stuff. So when
go to Taquiera, then that's your authentic,
right?
That's
Mexican restaurant in town.
Yeah,
I still don't really like that.
Shout out Taquiera Rondas. I love
all of
you there at that store.
That place is so good.
It's the best.
It is so good.
But yeah, also like Chinese food. I love Chinese food.
Mm-hmm.
Can't find a good place here.
There's a Chinese, I gotta check it out because I did kind of like
bad.
It. Yeah, there's a Chinese place
I didn't like it.
Maybe it was the same place, but I was playing cards with Jim one day, and like we ordered Chinese food, and I think it was there, and it was pretty good. Definitely take it on a switch up over Panda.
Yeah,
Panda is not Chinese food. I'm sorry,
it's not
American.
No, it's not.
It's like Taco Bell's American.
Yeah.
Now for wings,
but I like crunchy chicken.
But Buffalo Wild Wings are native. But I have a sleeper
native.
For wings.
Natives.
I don't think
no
I've been
one
to Buffalo
can fight
Wild
me with
wings
this
in
one.
Probably 8 years.
B-Dubs is overrated.
Now I did hear the chicks on the river. Their lips are supposedly like A1.
Yes.
But natives, Mm. Oh my goodness. They've been, though, I will say this. Last time I went in, they are having a little bit of a staffing issue where their like cooks are like taking like an hour to 2 hours to get you your wings.
That's like, no, that's native. That's how it's been since we've been here. Like always, always pro tip, like just order takeout from native.
I mean, we did like go and order like kind of almost ahead, and then we sat there for like an hour and a half, and they were like, "Oh, it's gonna come out." But they did give us a free. They like it was so bad that the manager like was like, "Okay, you can come in, and we'll give you the same order for free." Because not only did we wait that long, but they like I ordered 20 wings, and they gave me like 14.
Wow.
So yeah, but I really really like natives. Like I don't know what it is about Buffalo Wild Wings. It's like I feel like the chicken is dry. I feel like the little legs are like miniature, like natives is like two times the size
would
as Buffalo.
I have a wing shop for you guys if it was still open. I'm telling you right now.
Something closed?
Yep. No, it's out in St. Louis and it wipes everything. Literally wipes everything.
I will tell y'all. Sleeper pick, if you go to the tower, get their sweet and spicy wings. I am telling you guys right now, unreal.
I don't think I've ever been to Tower.
Where
they
is
have
Tower?
They have good pizza. It's on Broadway, like third.
It's like 26th.
Yeah, 26th.
It's
27th.
Right next to a Shell.
Yeah, but I'm telling you, Tower has really good pizza too.
I'm going to Papa's.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
When I feel like people sleep on this movie theater, the movie theater all the way to in the like the back on the side of the mall.
Yep.
I'm telling people, if you want to watch a movie, AMC is now charging, $12?
Mm-hmm.
If you go during matinee, like, it's like $4 or $5.
Yeah, it's like $5 for
I actually
premieres.
Just went and saw that new Smile movie a couple weeks ago.
Ooh, how was that?
It's good. It's more of, it's just kind of like a mind, like it messes with your mind.
Yeah.
There's jump scares, too. There was one particular scene that I legit, like, jumped out of my seat at. But overall, it was a really good movie. I would say the ending upsetted me a little bit, but I think it was a good way to end the movie also after I thought about it for a while. But initially, I was like, oh, man, that kind of sucks. But that was just for me. I'm not saying, like, the ending of the movie sucked, but that was just for me personally. I was like, man, I wish it kind of would have ended differently. But overall, it was, like, a really good movie. And I'm not a big horror person either. That was, like, the first horror film I've watched in a long, long time.
Did you guys go see Black Adam?
I have not.
Is that out? Actually, I thought they were just doing promos.
It was out last Friday. I went, like, I think it was, like, either Friday night, like, the day it came out. I went to my movie theater in the back of the mall. And I think it actually broke some records, like, for the opening weekend. I think it made around $70 million for opening weekend.
Good?
I actually kind of enjoyed it, but they left it open, and it's not like a standalone movie. So at the end, viewers will have to see. They kind of connect it and kind of make you think that, oh, there's going to be a couple other movies after this. So.
That's with Dwayne Johnson, right?
Yeah.
The Rock.
All right, well, I think, are we good?
I'm trying to think. The only other thing, I mean, lacrosse is going on a quick road trip. It's just fall ball. Hopefully you get another win.
When is that?
Saturday. Playing Monmouth.
Okay.
Is that like your actual GLVC season or no?
No, this is just fall ball. Like, we're just scrimmaging to scrimmage.
The preseason to the preseason.
Yep.
Well.
All right. Well, good luck to you guys.
Anyway. Thank you.
Thank you all for listening to the QU on the QU Media Podcast Network.